Now, this man, Eliphaz, is actually the voice of experience. He's a remarkable man, and he's had a remarkable, strange, and mysterious experience. And the key to what he has to say is found down in verse 8. He says, "Even as I have seen." And everything that he has to say rests upon that. He is the voice of experience. And he'd had, as we're going to see, some remarkable dreams and visions. And he heard secrets that nobody else has ever had. Now, listen to him, because he is an outstanding man. There's no question about that. Verse 1, chapter 4, the book of Job. "Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, 'If we assay to commune with thee, wilt thou be grieved?'" Now, he begins in a rather diplomatic sort of way. You have a feeling he's got his tongue in his cheek. This is sort of a false politeness. But nevertheless, he begins like that. He says to Job, "Do you mind if I say something?" And he says, "But who can withhold himself from speaking? Regardless of whether you mind me saying something, I'm going to say it." And he does. Now he says, "Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Thy words have upholden him that was fallen, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. But now it's come upon thee, and thou faintest. It toucheth thee, and thou art troubled." He says here to Job, "In the old days, when you were in prosperity and plenty, and in good health, you were a tower of strength, everybody else. You could advise them, and you could speak to them, and you could tell them what to do. And you knew how to help those that were in trouble. But now, the thing has happened to you, and you have folded up. You're just a paper doll. You're just a paper tiger. You weren't actually real at all. And the advice that you gave to others, can't you follow it yourself?" Now, I would say today that that's the problem a great many of us have. Isn't it interesting? We can always tell the other person how he should do it and what he should do when trouble comes to him. The psychiatrist, the psychologist, is very good at that sort of thing. And I know some of them, and some of these that are my friends think I'm picking on their profession, and I guess I am. But I know several of them that I think that they ought to see a psychiatrist. I heard about two of them that met one day, and one looked at the other and says, "You are fine. How am I?" May I say to you, always analyzing the other fellow, always telling the other man. And Job was an expert, according to Eliphaz, in that sort of thing. And in a very sarcastic manner, he says, "Now it's happened to you. What's happened? You folded up." Now, will you notice here, and I begin reading at verse 6 again, "Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways? Isn't your own advice good enough for you? It helped others, now it ought to help you."